Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. I forgot what day it was. Thank you so much for tuning in at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there, join the militia. Rate, review, subscribe. We appreciate all of you who have done so already, and we have been past... We've been passed on Apple iTunes ratings and reviews, by the way. Joe, breaking news. The only other Syracuse sports podcast that's done it. That would be Eric Dievendorf's Scores Table podcast. So,
yeah,
that didn't take long.
No. No. Big name, famous around here, but also, it's a good podcast.
It's pretty good.
It's the big names on there. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Love my... The episode of Mike Hopkins so far. Well, I mean, they're all good. It's hard to choose. I just love the way Mike Hopkins tells stories. I mean, he's great. He's great. And there's a bunch of that. And the Jerry Mack one was I listened to the first part. I did not listen to the second part yet. So can't wait to do so. Anyway, congrats for passing us. Appreciate it. I knew it was coming. I knew it. Anyway, look, the 1-7 Syracuse Orange will head to Louisville to take on the 2-6 Cardinals. I'm sure this is going to be an epic clash this Friday night. I think it's at 7 o'clock. We'll let you know what we think.
ESPN primetime, baby.
Yeah. So we'll let you know what we think. But first, so as we all know, Coach tested positive for COVID as well as one other, I'm assuming someone else on the staff or our team, obviously, undisclosed. So they will enter the period of isolation. And as tests go on, they're going to find out whether this is going to be an isolated thing or if this is going to spread through the basketball program, which would really suck, but we will see. And the Syracuse policy is that Boeheim would need to receive clearance from a doctor to return. So as of now, everything is just on pause. And obviously, being this close to the game on the 27th, we just wish the best for everybody, obviously, right? I mean, doesn't that go without saying?
Right.
So, first and foremost. And so we will obviously, be waiting with bated breath to see if any more tests pop up positive, and as well as, to make sure, obviously, Coach is good, being, 70s. He just turned 76. By the way, happy birthday, Coach Boeheim. His birthday today.
Well, I mean, there's a pause because, obviously, the contact tracing, so everyone's got to quarantine, make sure that they don't come up with symptoms for the next, 3-4 days, whatever. So, be interesting to see when – they kick it back off if they start practice without Coach being able to be back. But I feel like the players should, as long as there's no other positive tests or people that get sick, the players should be able to, come back to work probably before Boeheim.
What are the chances that, if we don't have any more positive tests and the necessary people are in quarantine and we get to enter this game and maybe Coach isn't cleared, that, we have to go into this game without Coach Boeheim. I mean, what are the chances of that, you think?
I think that really just depends on how fast he kicks this virus, really.
Yeah.
I think the therapeutics and everything have become a little bit more clear, and, he's like Coach Baber said, he's in better shape than most people, you know,
really
his age or even younger,
sure.
Right? So
yeah, but I mean, he does have underlying conditions. He's a cancer survivor. So
right, yes, of course.
So, you know, you look at all that stuff and, you know, he said he was asymptomatic at the time he released his official statement. So we'll just have to see. We're not going to sit here.
If that's the case and there's minimal symptoms, then I think he'll be back before that. I think the only way he doesn't get back is if he's, you know, sick for a week or so. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I see it, too. And by the way, no news is good news. Here we are, day three after learning that. So, you know, you got to assume that any symptoms he had or didn't would either be showing up or getting worse. So, all right.
Yeah.
Best, we wish the best for Coach and whoever else that was that tested positive, obviously. So,
yeah,
we'll just
have a bunch of guys that worked too. They're fans from other schools, North Carolina, North Carolina State, you know, Duke. Just, hey, you know, is your coach all right? Hope he's all right, man. You know, like, so even getting a little bit of outreach, even at work from fans from other, you know, teams down here. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't read too much into this, but it's news. It's all over the place. Little Jimmy, tall Jimmy, transferring from Cornell. He's going to enter the portal. So
yep.
I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens with that. That's because, and we talked about this, is he going to transfer, right? Didn't we talk about this? Because sworn we did.
Yeah, we did a little bit, but we didn't know if the Ivy League was going to cancel winter sports until this weekend. I think it came through, so it's rather recent. I think really there's three players on that team that – our seniors that are looking to transfer out. And really it's just because Ivy League, traditionally they don't have like graduate seniors play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of times you see redshirt seniors and stuff from the Ivy League transfer out their senior year. So it's a situation now where I think they put themselves in the transfer portal because it's so new. And I think they're throwing some things out there to the NCAA to see if they can't get a waiver to, you know, early join and possibly get on a team ASAP,
like,
you know, this
like
year.
Within a couple weeks.
Right. And if they don't get that, and obviously there's a lot of things you have to weigh out, you know, as far as your schooling and, you know, degrees and where you're going and who's even interested, right? So I think they're just throwing it out there to keep their options open, but obviously they have the chance, obviously, next year to transfer and play immediately somewhere else and just stay at school through the spring, graduate. And, you know, I really wouldn't be surprised if that is the outcome.
Yeah. So keep our eyes on that as well.
And we don't even have any scholarships right now. So there's no way he'd actually be able to join our.
That's not going to
happen. There's speculation.
I understand. There's always obviously going to be speculation. I just don't see that. I don't.
Right.
I mean, would it be cool? Would it be a great story? Yes, obviously. But I mean, I just don't see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. But obviously, we'll be on top of that and see where he goes. Wish him the best, obviously. His senior year, he wants to play, and don't blame him. So we are going to get into the Louisville preview. That is why we are here. We will also get back into ACC picks for the week via Bet Online. Speaking of Bet Online, that is the title sponsor for this show, Armchair Media and Tie Thoughts. So Bet Online, now we've talked 100 times, we've told you. Football's in full effect, and we've got to finish strong here, finish smart, get this season in the NFL and in the NCAA. Now, you might not be able to get to a game this year unless you live down south, a little further south than me. I don't even consider this the south anymore, the way they act over here. So if you want to get in on some of the action, go over to Bet Online. They're going to go the extra mile this year to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to Bet Online today. Use the promo code Armchair to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Bet Online, and we will be doing our Bet Online ACC picks of the week once we're done with the preview. Now, we missed going over our picks, and we were going to do so last week when we had James on, and we were going to blindside him with having to pick some football picks via Bet Online, but that conversation ran long. Obviously, that's still an evergreen episode, so you can go check that out as well as Tie Thoughts or the last two episodes via this feed to drop. So, check those out. All right. Syracuse will come into this game against Louisville. Started, opened up as an 18-point underdog. It's down to 17.5 now. Louisville coming off of a 31-17 loss to UVA. Here's some numbers. Louisville in total defense is 52nd in the country. Syracuse is 103rd. Louisville in rushing offense is 33rd in the country, and Syracuse is 110th in rushing defense. So that's a bad combo. But keep that in mind. 38th in total offense is Louisville. Now, two things when I went to do some of my research hopped out at me. Just watching Louisville and just kind of reading them and doing some things and checking out stats and everything. The first thing is Javian Hawkins pushing towards 1,000 yards a season, averaging 6.2 yards a carry on 133 attempts, totaling 822 yards so far this season. Well, that's a good thing because the good thing is, rather, he's opting out for the rest of the season to declare for the draft per NBC Sports. So that's 6.2 yards less a carry to worry about. And the second thing that worried me about Louisville quickly became my first, and that's Malik Cunningham, 197 yards rushing with two touchdowns and 161 yards passing against UVA, against the loss against UVA last week. Also, one fumble and one interception. On the passing end for the year, Cunningham is completing 63.2% of his passes, averaging 8.6 yards a throw on 223 attempts for a total of 1,907 yards on the year. Not too shabby. By the way, Hassan Hall is the third leading rusher behind Hawkins, as well as Cunningham's 417 yards, which puts him second. Hall, a 6'4", 204-pound junior with 144 yards on the season and no scores. Also, look for a 6-foot, 210-pound senior, Maurice Berkeley, to get some carries. Hall and Berkeley's stats are nearly identical, except for Berkeley has a score. Quickly on the defense, junior linebacker Monty Montgomery is your sack leader for the Cardinals with 4 this year. And get this, though, this is good. Only 3 interceptions on the year for Louisville as a team. So, not a whole lot going on in the secondary there. Joe, Malik Cunningham, he's a versatile guy. And, you know, you've got to watch out for that. But, obviously, this benefits Syracuse to... I mean, well, basically, how versatile is he going to be without Syracuse having a game plan for Hawkins? Also, I don't think this game is going to be so much about stopping Cunningham as it will be about putting points on the board for us. Obviously, right. The going, getting in the red zone and kicking field goals stuff is not going to work. I mean, Syracuse needs to get in the end zone. And if they can do so, and being able to game plan for just game plan for Cunningham himself, they stand a chance, but they got to get in the end zone.
Yeah. And again, I think this is a certain situation where we have to dare this quarterback to throw. He's obviously a versatile quarterback. He can scramble and he actually has a decent amount of rushes. He's second on the team in rushes, rushing attempts. So, and yards. So realistically, he is a guy obviously that can pose problems, but where I see where we could possibly get him is through the passing game. For the season, he's got 15 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, and really that's, I think, what's killed this Louisville team more than anything. They've got 18 turnovers on the season.
And they don't take away too many either.
Right. So the turnover margin for them is really not that great. Now you take away Javian Hawkins. They do have some good guys behind them, obviously. Hassan Hall, Syracuse recruited him. He's coming back. He's missed 3 weeks. He's going to be coming back this week. And obviously you spoke on Maurice Berkeley, but also Jalen Mitchell might get a little bit of burn as well. And the other big thing to look for is Tutu Atwell didn't play last week against Virginia, and they're saying that he's questionable coming into this game too. So last year, Tutu Atwell had like 150 something yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Javian Hawkins, I think, had like 233 yards on the ground against us. So, yeah, if neither, obviously, Javian's not playing, but if Tutu doesn't play as well, then you're taking away their 2 biggest explosive playmakers, putting a lot on Hassan Hall coming back from an injury, and their second receiver, Des Fitzpatrick, another guy that Syracuse recruited. He is second on the team with receptions and yards, and then obviously Marshawn Ford, their tight end, who's got 5 touchdowns this year and 21 catches, 13-yard average. So I'm guessing that's more in the red zone. So, yeah, I'm kind of right there with you. We can keep it close. We can stay in the game, even if we've, you know, kind of have the normal game. I mean, there's been games this year where if you looked at the stats on paper, we should have probably gotten killed. But because of turnovers, because of other things like that, we're a lot closer in the game. So even if we do have a status quo kind of offensive game, then as long as we get turnovers and we win the turnover margin or get a couple of big plays, then we'll still be in this game. The only thing that worries me is that it seems like our defense has kind of slowed down the past couple of weeks as far as takeaways and stuff like that. They started off the season real hot.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing as far as that goes. And obviously, as far as our offense goes, we're going to see Jacobian Morgan. He got named the starter, even with Rex Culpepper coming back to practice this week. He's the quarterback one. So Dino Babers spoke about it, and he said that, he's doing good, and they're trying to throw things at him, and there's obviously limitations and certain things like that. So they're going to start him, and they're going to put him out there, and we're going to see what happens. I wouldn't doubt if Rex Culpepper is healthy, if they don't kind of maybe give him a couple drives in the game, have him do some things that he's good at. You never know. With Louisville, maybe they're just game planning for Jacobian Morgan, not really thinking about Rex Culpepper. So maybe we can sneak a couple things in there and maybe get some big plays. But, we're definitely going to have to pass the ball downfield against their secondary. Like you said, they're not very opportunistic. And, it's turnovers or we got to score. Because obviously
It's going to be both. Because I'm not that worried about our defense versus offense, especially with the situation with Tutu Atwell, and then obviously with Javion Hawkins. So, I think this is a prime opportunity to get another win. That's how I'm looking at this game. And Syracuse should be you're on the fence about that. Chomping at the bit to get back at this game. Louisville played last week. They got handled. Okay, they might be. We're going to play them at home. I mean, they weren't really in that.
Turnover is the reason why they lost. I mean, that's par for the course for them. So.
Right. Well, you don't think that Cunningham's going to be forcing some things. I mean, if he doesn't have a lot of options, he's going to be, a deer in headlights. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, yeah, and we had a bye too, right? So.
Right. Well, we get to rest up. Yeah. Well, hold on.
We're a little bit.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let you talk a little bit. And obviously with Jacobian Morgan getting a whole week, everything like that, there's probably going to be some things even on tape from the last game, so there's going to be some things on tape and some things that they've implemented. And like I said, if they went with him in the number one and they saw what he did, then they're going to take the good things and they're going to add a little more. And there's going to be some things that Louisville hasn't seen or won't be able to game plan.
Yeah,
so
they're going to open up the playbook a little bit. They didn't have a choice against Boston College, but to keep that playbook kind of close and basic, and it showed. But I don't think there was a ton of time to prepare Jacobian Morgan for that. We didn't even know that Rex was injured. Louisville, by the way, turnover margin is -12. They're 118th in the country in turnover margin.
Mm-hmm.
They average -1.5 a game. So that's your opportunity right there. And our defense can do it. And our defense can do it with the players that we've got still. That's the thing. I feel like they can. Now, this is not some, like Joe's term, this is not some world beater offense. This is a basic kind of offense. You just have a versatile quarterback, and you had a really good running back, and you got a pretty good wide receiver. But when you take two of those pieces out, I mean, for one thing, I guess we don't know what their plan B would be without those two players. Who knows? And we can't game plan for that. But we do know Cunningham likes to run. He's second in rushing for his team for the year, behind Hawkins, who's gone now. So basically, he's the leading rusher on the team, on the current roster. So
It's just I'm right there with you, bud. I mean, you figure if they don't have Tutu Atwell and they don't have Javion Hawkins, I mean, that's almost 400 yards worth of offense that they had against us last year. You take away, and obviously you're limiting your playmakers on a team that's pretty much already, turned the ball over pretty much 2.5 times a game on average. So,
yeah. And by the way, what has he got? 1,907 yards, right? So
what, throwing?
Yeah. So he's averaging 238 yards a game and some change. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a good rating. Again, like I said, when you look at the yards they put up and where their offense stands statistically, then they've been doing well. But again, they have those turnovers. So you take away two of their biggest pieces and you add in that fact that they've had that struggle versus a bend but don't break defense that we have and a team and a defense that's shown that we can actually create turnovers, then, I mean, you're having a recipe for
you know, possibly.
It's a close game, in my opinion.
It's a close game. I'm telling you what.
Any turnovers.
Lock in at 17 and a half.
I'm there.
Yeah, because, I mean, normally we wouldn't even mention this, but that spread is ridiculous right now. And, I mean, obviously we know it's based off of previous games and everything that's happened, but as the week goes on, I feel like, I mean, it's already dropped a half a point. So as the week goes on, I feel like that's going to close up. It ain't going to close up too much more. But.
And the one thing I worry about, too, is, like, they are going on the road against a team that probably are going to have fans at some type of capacity. So,
I mean, is that necessarily bad at this point? They've been playing in an empty dome.
I know they had to deal with, and I know they had to deal with that Clemson crowd as well. But I'm just saying that is a factor. There is
a real crowd.
No,
I understand, but I think at this point, like the fake crowd stuff was okay at first. Like it's irritating to me now. I just think it's, I think it's ridiculous. So, I mean, to them, it's got to be, I mean, it's got to kind of be nice to be in, even though you're not at home, to just be in front of people. That's got to still do something, even though it's not your fans. Really, think about it.
Because, yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
Because it's going to be, it's going to be 4 weeks, right?
I just remember when I played football, like the fans were kind of like, I never even really.
Oh, once you get going, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a situation where you have piped in noise like that, when a player that's kind of focusing on that, not really even focusing on the crowd, then who knows? Maybe it helps. As far as a fan at home watching, I can see your point as well. But who knows? I mean, if it helps the players, then I can deal with it at home.
Okay. I mean,
what's wrong with it?
I mean, no, it's fine. To each his own. Absolutely. I mean, I just think, you know, it has nothing to do with like the policy of not having fans. It's just a lot of times if you really pay attention to it, whoever works it or is doing it, obviously, is not always. It's not always there. It's like watching. It's like watching an old movie when the lips are off from the you know the actual audio. It's like
It's like, he's new. He's only been doing it for 2 months. Yeah.
You'd think he'd practice or something during downtime, something, anything. So anyway, all right.
I don't think that job profession was
it didn't exist. It did not exist. That is a true statement. Look, we are going to get into our Bet Online picks of the week. As you well know, it's that time again. Bet Online. Look, go there, sign up. They're going to give you a chance to get on everything you can, anything you can handle this year, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props. BetOnline is going to give you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR. Take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Look, it is Christmas time. Okay, Heather? You hear this? Heather, this thing on? All right, look. Get this guy some lawnmower action. There's a hairy dude over here. He did get his neckline trimmed up, and you trimmed the beard, which is slightly disappointing. A little bit. It was actually looking pretty good. Now you went.
I didn't trim it down too short, so.
I know. It just looks like suit type. That's a suit beard right there.
Come on.
It is.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Searching for NBA playoff coverage? We've got you. The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, gives you an inside look into the world of sports. Hosted by former NBA sharpshooter and Duke legend J.J. Redick and sports writer Tommy Alter, The Old Man and the Three offers unprecedented access to the league. Tommy and J.J. discuss the NBA and interview some of the biggest names in the league, like Devin Booker and Luka Doncic. NBA final season is the perfect time to dive in, and you can listen to The Old Man and the Three wherever you get your podcasts. To hear episodes brought to you by BMW. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
It's time to gear up and get yourself a gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Now look, no one likes to do this without the right equipment. Let's just put it that way. Okay, there's all sorts of awkward ways you need to
to pull and tug on things to make things happen, okay? This does it for you. That's why this revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer does not cut. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for a great gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut free, and smelling great. And don't use, by the way, as we know, I've said before, don't use the same trimmer below the belt as you do on your beard, like Joe shaving his face, okay? All of these products, including the crop preserver and the shears that we've talked about and the weed whacker. They, besides all that stuff, they got the cologne. Keeps you smelling good. Manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I'm saying. Right, Joe? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Joe sets the mood by himself. Sprays it all over the place. Boy. Yeah. That's what I'm
No.
The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to manscape, so get yourself over to Manscaped today. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. Clean up the junk. Make Santa proud. So I guess we get to do that read all the way through Christmas. That's what that's looking like. Okay, look. So, thank you, Manscaped. Appreciate it. So Syracuse is going to head to Louisville Friday. It's a Friday game. The world's eyes are going to be on this game. ACC, prime time, perfect opportunity for Syracuse to go into Louisville and steal a win from the Cardinals. So you kind of poo-pooed the idea, not verbally or audibly, but physically poo-pooed the idea of me saying this is a great opportunity for Syracuse to just go in and steal this win. If you did one of these, where you like wasn't a yes or a no. It was kind of like a not sure. Yeah. Like maybe.
So maybe.
So maybe I'm being too optimistic. So it's at 17.5 points now, according to Bet Online, Joe. Obviously, you know which way I'm going. I'm going to take Syracuse, even if they don't win. This is way closer than 17.5 points. I do not see that. And if it is not closer than 17.5 points, well, that's going to make for it's going to make for a crappy Friday night. But I don't see it like that, Joe. How do you see it? Are you writing these down?
Yes, I'm right there with you. Yes, I'm taking the 17.5 points. If Javion Hawkins was playing, if Tutu Atwell was playing, I think I'd have a different outlook, and we might be even looking at a bigger spread. But right now, with them losing those guys and everything, and who knows if there's something going on, or if the guy's just looking out for himself, doing what Shrill and Cisco did, but. I'm going to go with Syracuse plus 17.5. And I just want to let you know, too, because we've been so far behind because we didn't do this last week.
True.
And the week before, we were talking, and we never even went over our picks. So
I know.
Just wanted to let you know.
It's disappointing to me.
That we were both 3-2.
Really? That's not terrible.
Yes.
That's not terrible, no. Joe. Bet Online called. They said, you know what? We're going to keep sponsoring you guys. That's not bad.
Yeah. You had we both lost the Boston College Syracuse game, obviously. We both won North Carolina. We both won Notre Dame.
That was an easy pick. But how about that Notre Dame-Clemson game? How about Clemson holding strong in there without Trevor Lawrence? They got Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
It's a whole other game, in my opinion. I know what's-his-name's a five-star, but
yeah,
it's a good game. And by the way, that was the game of the week, too, and without a doubt. Don't you agree? We both picked that.
There's a lot of good ones, honestly. Miami-NC State was good. Miami-NC State was really good that Friday night game. But obviously, I mean, with Clemson-Notre Dame and being that, yeah. I mean, obviously.
I mean, you got the battle of number one versus number four it was at the time, right?
Right.
So.
But anyway, yeah, you had Miami and I had NC State, and obviously NC State covered. And then you had Pitt. I had Florida State, and Pitt beat Florida State. And obviously that was 2 weeks ago. We were both 3-2. So I say by default, I'm still holding the belt based off a tie.
You can hold the belt. That's fine. I'm just happy we were above 500. Mm-hmm. All right. Wake Forest heads in to Duke. Play Duke. Duke, a 5-point underdog in that game. And this one's tough. These are neighbors. Joe, you actually live in Wake Forest, right? Or did?
No, I live in Wake Forest, but Wake Forest isn't where Wake Forest is.
I understand that, but that's the name of the city you live in. Yes, yeah. We know. They moved it, though, right? Didn't they move it or something?
To Winston-Salem, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, I digress. Duke is a 5-point underdog in this game, and I got to be honest with you, man. It has been a while since I've seen a Duke game, and that is because, I'm just looking at this, that is because I think some things got changed around with them now that I'm looking at their schedule, and they played like Charlotte, and the week before that they had a bye, and then they played UNC.
Yeah, we haven't talked about them for a little while, yeah.
Yeah, and they were supposed to play UVA on the 14th. So, anyway, Joe, this one's kind of tough. I don't know, neighbors, the Tri-City area, if you will. I think Wake Forest is playing good football right now. I'm not gonna give a ton of analysis because I'm just gonna go with my gut here and just gonna say. I'm going to go with Wake Forest. I'm going to say they cover that.
Yep, me too. Wake Forest is playing too good.
Yeah, they've been solid, and they haven't had these lulls like Duke is having. Like they had some issues and stuff. So there was like 16 or some games this week for college football that, you know, were supposed to happen that didn't, unfortunately. So, you know.
Yep. Including Miami, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. So, Clemson heads into Florida State. They'll have fans. Florida State, a 35-point underdog. Look, I had said, oh, gosh, this one's tough. Do we know Trevor Lawrence should be back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this one's tough because when I go against Clemson, well, see, that's not entirely true now because I went against him against Notre Dame. So, man, Joe, you go first. I want to hear you what you have to say. And then I either want to agree with you or disagree with you.
Well, I'm taking Clemson.
Are you really?
Yes, it's easy as that.
Really,
Trevor Lawrence coming back, sitting out 2 weeks, watching this guy play. I think he's chomping at the bit to get back. I wouldn't be surprised if by the second half he's back in there playing because they're beating the hell out of him. Because
they just want to just make a point.
Right. After a loss, too? I mean.
Yeah. Gosh, I want to go against you so bad because it's so many points. It's so many points. But Clemson, man. I mean, Florida State, just not great.
No.
Can I hold? Can I hold?
Nope, that's not the, that's the
oh,
wrong
it's
game.
The wrong game. All right, look, I'm. Oh man, I'm gonna take Florida State.
What?
I'm just it's
you
it's
said
five
you'd touched. Never bet against Clemson.
I know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's five freaking touchdowns. I mean. I'm going to do it. I don't want to, but I don't. I feel like this is a mistake. Just for the record, I'm trying to get the belt back. I'm not trying to.
No, I mean I get it, and it's tough this week too because there's only four games because of the Georgia Tech Miami postponement. Virginia's playing against Abilene Christian, so we only have four games to pick. So it would have been tough. We would be going into the last game, and we would have both been. Picking the same teams, but you know, I mean, we could always throw in a tiebreaker out there too, because you know, 8-0 ranked number 21 Liberty gets another chance at an ACC win this weekend.
Do you want to do that?
Going against NC State.
Well, let's see where we're at after this. I am sorry. I am so sorry the hate that is directed towards Liberty, especially on Twitter, it's just made me like them and root for them because I think it's unwarranted and ridiculous. So, I would love like to see. And plus, of course, I want them to beat an ACC team. Why wouldn't I? Right. Like, if you
I look at it like every time we lose to a team like that, especially like non-conference, even in like basketball,
you root for them.
You want them to do good. It's like, yes. Oh, Georgetown beat us. Well, I want them to be a tournament team.
Wasn't it Buffalo 1 year? Or ODU? ODU.
Buffalo was a tier one win for us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you remember when we got beat by ODU? I remember being like, well, I'm going to root for ODU. Because, you know, same thing. Right. Exactly. Same philosophy. So anyway. All right. Well, we'll do that. We'll see where we're at here. Virginia Tech at Pittsburgh. Virginia Tech going into that game as a 3-point favorite against Pitt. Pitt at home. I mean, this one's easy to me. I think it's Kenny Pickett's back. Like, everything's normal over there, right? Right. He was already back.
He was back last week, which is why they won, and I lost that game.
Yeah, exactly. And it was supposed to be. He wasn't supposed to play. Look, I mean, Virginia Tech, they're not bad, man. But Pitt at home, 3 points. I mean, this could be the game of the week, too. I see these teams as very, very, you know, this should be a good game. I think they're pretty equal. I'm going to take Pitt, though, at home getting 3 points.
All right.
No?
Oh, what's that?
No?
No what?
What are you going to do? You going to pick?
I'm thinking about it.
All right. Well, you know, this is not TV, so you have to talk.
What do you mean I have to talk? You can talk.
Well, I'm just checking out this Liberty game here. Liberty going into that game against NC State as a 3.5-point underdog. That's not going to be an easy game for Liberty, I don't think, either, by the way.
No. Yeah, so when I look at Virginia Tech again, they were ranked. They were doing well. Had a bad loss against Wake
Forest.
They
were ranked for doing,
You know, but
they didn't even play the first couple games.
They lost to Liberty, and it kind of was, I mean, that could have went either way, and then they lose to Miami by 1 point. I just think that Virginia Tech, I think it's close. I can see where you're coming from. I just think that they're just a little tick above Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I think that they probably are, too. I'm taking Pitt at home like that. It's just how I feel about it. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I know it's getting chillier here in Virginia. And, you know, us Virginians, man, that blood is thick, you know? You know, so anyways.
I'm taking Virginia Tech.
I know you are. Oh, sorry. I already put you down for Virginia Tech. Plus, I hate Virginia Tech anyway. That could have been one of those ones that I definitely was like, oh, I'll go with Tech and just root against them. You know? We don't need a tiebreaker, by the way.
Anyway. No, we don't.
But since you brought it up, and we're not picking, I'm just saying, this looks like a good game. You mentioned Liberty. What are they, 7-0 now? 8-0?
8-0.
I mean, that's phenomenal for them. So, I don't know if they...
Liberty, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they win this game, though. I'll tell you what. If they go in against NC State and they win that game, like, that's phenomenal, in my opinion. I just don't think they can do it. I understand that. I know, but like at some point the ride's got to end. And
is that where you're at?
That's where I'm at with Liberty, yeah. I think 8-0 is great, but I think it might be, I'll tell you what, if they pull it off, good for them. I mean, kudos. You know, it's not hate. It's just me thinking 9-0 going into NC State beating three ACC teams on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a feat. Like, it's hard to do that as an ACC team. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm looking, seriously. And I'm looking at the rest of their schedule after this, too. If they do happen to get by NC State, then they have a game at home against Massachusetts, which they should be able to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And then their last game is going to be at Coastal Carolina, which...
They're decent. Right? They're undefeated, too.
they're undefeated and ranked 15th.
It's
weird right now because of some of the a lot of the other teams that are kind of, you know, behind. Yeah, they're 7-0, so they're a little bit behind the eight ball, but they don't have as many as they went to Kansas and won. Otherwise, they haven't really beaten anybody else like
that. That's the season finale for both of those teams. They could both enter that game undefeated. Two highly unlikely undefeated teams going in at the end of the year and facing one another.
Well, Coastal Carolina's got another game after Liberty.
Oh, they do? Okay, my bad. All right.
But that would be the last game for Liberty.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'll see. It's definitely the most difficult game left on their schedule. I think
the buck stops at NC State. What do you think? I'm not talking about game spreads or nothing like that. I'm talking about W or L. What do you think?
I think they're gonna get it, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they lose against Coastal Carolina?
No. Yeah.
Really? You think they beat them? Would that put them in the top 25?
I think they're already in the top 25.
Oh, are they really?
They're 21st.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. I honestly think they're gonna end up being 11-0.
Really?
And I'm not even saying that because of what we talked about earlier. I honestly look at them as a team and all the transfers and everything, and they're like they're a legit team.
So does Hugh Freeze stay there or what? I would. If I was him, man, I would. He's got a good thing going there. Like seriously good thing. I know he wants to get back into the money. Yeah, oh absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Who just released a coach? Ole Miss? Or wait, who was it?
South Carolina. Will Muschamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Never know. Because you get into we talked about it. Go back to the SEC. You got 4 or 5 years to beat Alabama. If you don't, you're going to get fired again.
Right, exactly.
And you'll end up back at another team like Liberty.
Yeah, you'll keep this job. You keep this job forever.
Just depends on the pay gap, how comfortable he is. You never know.
Yeah.
And they're not in a conference. They're an independent. So mm-hmm. at some point, if they do build the brand up, who knows? Maybe there's a situation where he could end up getting Liberty to join a conference.
What conference do they join? I mean, they're over here.
Never know.
They're Charlottesville, right? Aren't they near? In fact, aren't they near UVA? Yeah, they are. It's that area.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, who knows? Crazy. What a weird year.
It's so weird.
Who would have freaking thought?
So weird.
Who would have thought? Liberty and Coastal Carolina are ranked and they're both undefeated. What a nutty thing, you know? So
it's ridiculous, really.
I know it's so ridiculous.
No, but it's because the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and all those.
Yeah, I know, but that's just the thing. If Fips and Butts are candy and nuts, we all have a Merry Christmas. It is what it is. That's why. Yeah. But it's just crazy.
Cincinnati's 7-0 and they're ranked 7th. BYU's 8-0 and they're ranked 8th.
Well, BYU has slipped the past couple of years, but they're one of those fringy programs as well.
Marshall's 7-0, and they're 15th alongside Coastal Carolina. And even Louisiana Lafayette and Tulsa are ranked. So, I mean, it's just
weird.
A weird year.
Just Syracuse just missed the opportunity, just about a little bit.
Well, they're in other votes received.
Yeah, who's voting? Some asshole on Twitter put a poll up. That's the only way they're getting votes.
Look. You never know. Maybe it's a dead guy.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Here we go. All right. That is going to do it for us on that note. I think we're out of here. Look, obviously, I want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you so much for coming back and dealing with us. Glad to be back. A nice little break, but glad to be back. Thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you to Manscaped. Thank you to Bet Online. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.